should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. We would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. And all the competing schools. Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah.
Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the Cape.
Would want to hear they might be giants, too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Welcome to On the Town with Mikey D. I am Phil. I am going to bring you 3 hours of Boston and New England music. We have Grand Evolution playing at the half. I think that's what they call it, at the half. Right in the smack dab in the middle of the show. We'll have Grand Evolution play. But in the meantime, here's some Old Jack, 91.5 WMFO.
Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana. Definition. Everybody's talking about my condition. Baby, I'm tone deaf, I don't care. Everybody knows I'm solitaire. You wanna get me? Definition. In and out of phase, give me my prescription. Caged up, snowed on my affair. Everybody knows that it's rude to stare. You wanna get me?
Changed because someone was there to get me to use drugs. No one can understand. Whether or not they've struggled with addiction themselves, people seem to think that having someone who will listen is gonna help make it better. I'm realizing that I need help.
I'm listening.
I need help. I'm realizing that I think that having someone who will listen is going to help make it better. Whether or not they've struggled with addiction themselves, people seem to understand. No one can get me to use drugs. My life changed because someone was there to listen.
One in seven Americans will struggle with addiction during their lifetime. Want to know how you can help? Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to help turn addiction around. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's lonely.
It's really lonely.
I miss my brother.
I miss my brother.
I'm surrounded by other people, but it's not the same.
I've got other people around me, but it's not the same.
It's pretty scary, but I don't let it rattle me.
It's pretty scary around here, but I don't let it rattle me.
You always have to watch your back.
There's no one to watch my back.
I spend my whole day worried who's out to get me.
I'm always wondering who's out to get me.
But I can take care of myself.
But I can take care of myself.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
It's not like I have a choice.
It's not like I have a choice.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
Go to jail for a gun crime and your family serves a sentence with you. Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Fly.
You're listening on the Town with Mikey D. That was Dr. Voorhees with Of Course We Are Going to Crash. Before that, we had Hunter with Queen of the Tree Streets. They're from New Hampshire. The album's called Listen to Hunter. I was actually talking about this band with someone today who lives in Minneapolis, or actually St. Paul. But he recommended them. So I figured, I'll check it out. So there you go. Queen of the Tree Streets is the name of the song. In the middle of that was the Curtain Society with Beautiful Song. They're doing a 30th anniversary show. Where are you, Suze? That was a Suze request. Watts gave you High Definition, and I started that big block off with Old Jack and Stars They Fall from their latest record, Luck and Drive. Yes, you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. Grand Evolution is setting up in Studio D as I speak. Suze will have the concert report just before Grand Evolution. I'm going to stop stuttering on the air. And I'm going to play you some Rationales. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
Just look at the number one. I'm driving home back to New Hampshire. Find a place where I succumb. God knows why.
freckles on your arms, like frost and tips of blades of grass. With a dewy town, golden skin, the freckles on your nose, when you wrinkle it, I suppose. I'm in trouble now, I'm in
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. That was Buffalo Tom, and someone loves that song so much.
Freckles, off Freckles, their new album.
Yes, off of Quiet and Peace. I played before that a nice little throwback to 1989. That was Figures on a Beach with Anthony Kaczynski. Everyone knows here of Fire King, but Figures on the Beach was the, you know, like, next big thing in 1989.
I was not here in 1989.
Yeah. That was Accidentally 4th Street Gloria. I played at Kettman's Hideout from the Sun, because I love that song.
There's a lot of love,
and I started the block off with The Rationale's Climb the Ladder.
Just saw them this past weekend at the Lizard Lounge.
Ah, yes.
Goddamn delightful.
Yes. That it... Yeah, I keep forgetting that is your phrase.
I don't own the phrase, but if you look
up... You totally should.
But if you look up the hashtag Goddamn Delightful on Instagram and Twitter, it's mostly a sea of bands I love and cocktails I love and the Suzel cocktail. And
there is nothing wrong with that.
Indeed. Well, eventually, I mean, I bought the domain name goddamndelightful.com.
No, it's great.
And I'm supposed to be doing a podcast, so one of these days that will start.
Fingers crossed.
Indeed. Maybe I'll interview you.
Yeah.
Interviewing people I admire, talking about the things they love.
And I'll get to swear, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. Not right now.
No. We can't do that indeed. Right now on the air. Here at 91.5 WMFO.
And in like 24 minutes, I'm going to tell you all the concerts you should see.
And then we'll have our little concert of our own after that.
It's true.
From Grand Evolution. So
it's all happening.
It's all happening right here at On the Town with Mikey D. All right. So for this next block, because we just want to play all the music we love. And we both really love this album, this song. Oh, when did this thing come out?
I could tell you.
When did that come out?
You know?
Yeah, we prepare here.
Well, what's curious?
I want to say it was like 2000, 2001, something like that?
I should be able to tell you, but it's not in front of me at this moment.
Oh, wait a minute. 2004.
Oh, 2004.
It's in our system.
Very nice.
We should know this. We should know this ish. So, anyway, this is Stick to the Girl. From Gift to the World, this is Loveless. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
I gotta get over. 'Cause if she's making you high. And I got these feelings that I gotta get over, 'cause she's the one you wish for. Stick to